walked in his snow and filled with sorrow, tolling me the load of all of my sin. Listen to the voice of the old accuser telling me what a sinner I've been. But then good news from an old time preacher told how Jesus makes things right. Ever since that wonderful moment, I've been saved and traveling light. I'm traveling light on this heavenly journey, going through a place called Glory Land. Setting my sights on the heavenly city, not looking back to Egypt's land.
The Joy Airs and their song entitled Traveling Light, our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Music like this one from a group called Paul's Journey, a song entitled There's Still a Cross. You're listening to Gospel Time.
Still a cross where sin
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36, we find the words of the Lord Jesus. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven. Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our dear Lord Jesus, we Christians sometimes find ourselves arguing about when and how you are going to return. But Lord, we pray that you would help us to not lose sight of the most important fact, that you are coming back again, just as you promised. And Lord, also help us to remember what you told us, that we are to be ready for that day. It's in your precious and holy name that we pray, and amen.
Bye. know what I think about my life. I just wish I was sure about what God thinks.
That's a goal you can do something about. This is Elizabeth George for A Woman After God's Own Heart. I do it by coding my Bible with colored markers to indicate different interest areas where I want God's wisdom. One is coded W for women. Another is T for teaching and TM for time management. Once you pick your areas and set up your code, I guarantee you'll be so excited and motivated, you'll wake up before the alarm goes off, eager to open God's Word, pen in hand, looking for His wisdom in those areas where you want it and need it most. The Bible says Jesus increased not only in wisdom, the mind, but He also increased in favor with God. Oh, to be like Jesus. This is Elizabeth George.
Here's a song now from Heaven's Highway, a song entitled, Set Me Free From Me.
Here I am again, Lord. I'm crying out to You. The good that I should do eludes me. I fail to do the things I should. I know a carnal mind marks one for death. Your sweet spirit, life and peace. I can't take this condemnation, Lord. So please set me free from me. Set me free from me, Lord. I long to be like You. Willing to be molded until Your masterpiece is through. And You know it's my desire. Set me free from me, Lord. You're the only hope I've got. Holy Spirit, shine Your light within the secret places of my heart. Search out any hidden sin, Lord. I'm longing for a brand new start. These besetting weights that I have borne, Lord, show me how to lay them down, never to pick up again. Your sweet spirit may abound. Set me free from me, Lord. I long to be like You. Willing to be molded until Your masterpiece is through. And You know it's my desire to be everything that I'm not. So please set me free from me, Lord. You're the only hope I've got. So please set me free from me, Lord. You're the only hope I've got.
Then Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank You for hiding the truth from those who think themselves so wise and clever. and for revealing it to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has given me authority over everything. No one really knows the Son except the Father, and no one really knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. From the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way.
From the cradle to the grave, a lot of Americans pay with plastic.
If you listen close, you can hear the sounds of debt.
Clothes.
College.
Cars.
Children.
A new house.
A new boat.
Just charge it.
Buy now and pay later.
Then come the bills, late payments, and bad credit.
Before you know it, your debt is bigger than you can handle.
That's kind of like the human race.
We think our good deeds and behavior can buy heaven.
But our debt with God is bigger than we can handle.
In fact, James chapter 1 says you've got bad spiritual credit.
So Jesus came to earth to erase your credit problems.
He died on a cross for your debt. He paid what you couldn't.
Accept the payment Jesus made on your behalf.
James chapter 1 will help you erase your spiritual debt.
Something to think about from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Okay. Up next, a song from Ivan Parker, When There Was Nothing to See.
Every day morning, a beautiful sunrise, but far from a typical day. A graveside anointing with a few fragrant spices, she walked toward the place where he lay. Her head bowed toward the ground, and her world was crumbling down. she could find no words to speak. Still redemption was complete. If she'd only known that her Christ was gone, that he arose at the breaking of dawn, she'd have danced through the garden on her way to the tomb, celebrating the start of what Jesus would do. She'd have lifted her hands and reached toward the sky, declaring, he lives, he's alive, he's alive. The tears in her eyes would have been dried if she'd realized she would see everything when there was nothing to see. When she first looked inside and saw nothing, her heart was filled with wonder and awe. But looking through eyes that were trusting, learned that the grave was no grave at all. For on her way home, she knew Christ was gone, that he arose at the breaking of dawn. She danced through the garden on her way from the tomb, celebrating the start of what Jesus would do. Declaring, he lives, he's alive, he's alive. No tears in her eyes, she realized he was alive. And she'd seen everything when there was nothing.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, we share a high degree of similarity in the DNA with primates. So what does this really mean?
Chris, some claim that humans are 96 to 99% similar to the chimps. The reason they can't be more accurate is because while the human DNA has been sequenced, the ape DNA has not. To get these numbers, a very crude technique is used, which gives only a rough estimate of the similarity. With the human DNA, we know the location of the different amino acids and genes. We don't know what all the genes do, but we do know where they are. For the similarity studies, they use gross chemical comparison, which gives an estimate of the amount of different amino acids, but it really doesn't tell the similarity. Just because we're similar in chemistry doesn't make us related. The differences are huge, and this is what evolutionists can't explain. They've had that trouble since back in Genesis.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
All right, here's a song you need to listen to from J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. What kind of church would my church be if everybody there was just like me? Listen to it.
I wonder what kind of church would my church be if every member was just like me? How many souls would be saved today if it all depended on what I say?
I wonder
how many prayers would my Lord have to answer if all that he heard came from me?
I wonder
what kind of church would my church be if every member was just like me? How many times have I said I love Jesus and turned a deaf ear to a need? How many times have I said I'm a Christian but never one soul did I lead? How many luxuries have I passed by to have more to give to the Lord? Jesus, I promise as long as I live, from now on I'm gonna do more.
No wonder my pastor has so many burdens I never knew offered to bear.
No wonder the members are bowed down with sorrow, for I never offered to share. No wonder the heathen are dying in sin, no wonder the missions are light. My heart is so cold and I've lost my first love, but Jesus, I'm on my way back.
How many times have I said I love Jesus and turned a deaf ear to a need? How many times have I said I'm a Christian, but never one soul did I lead? How many luxuries have I passed by to have more to give to the Lord? Jesus, I promise as long as I live, from now on I'm gonna do more.
I wonder
what kind of church would my church be if every member was just like me? And how many souls would be saved today if it all depended on what I say?
Well,
how many prayers would my Lord have to answer if all that he heard came from me?
I wonder
what kind of church would my church be if every member was just like me? What kind of church would my church be? What kind of church would my church be? What kind of church would my church be?
That's it. That's all the time we have for Gospel Time today. Gospel Time is on the air in your area on your favorite radio station because of your prayers for this radio ministry, perhaps your financial support as well. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Thank you for listening to our program. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing. This is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.